Today's Tanya, for the 26th day of Tammuz, is the beginning of Perek Yud, the beginning of chapter 10 of Igeres HaTshuva. It's Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph, and the number at the bottom of the page is 378. Perek Yud. Hine tshuva ilo zu didapkusa rucha berucha aide teirig milus chasodin. The level of tshuva ilo, the higher level tshuva, which was explained in the previous chapter, and that is studying Torah and doing mitzvah and giving tzedakah out of love for God, love being the cleaving of spirit to spirit, but as it was described in the earlier Pesach and Perek Tes, it is in the one direction of bringing down godliness from above to below, bringing it down. So that the word of God is literally in his mouth, as he quoted earlier, the pasuk, that God makes his word available in our mouth. The word of God coming down. So when we study Torah, we are saying God's words, the word of God, coming down into our speech. Which means basically that on the first level of this tshuva ilah, of this higher level of tshuva, there is the desire on the part of the person to be connected to God, in that he wants God's love. He wants the closeness of God, in that God should come closer to him. And so he wants the word of God to come down to him. He wants the understanding of God to be closer to him. He wants the presence of God closer to him. And that is one aspect of love, that you want love from the one you love. But the emphasis is on eliciting the love, bringing the love out from the other person towards yourself. And that's in Teza. And also in giving tzedakah of yemina, itachapkeini b'gnilas chasodim dechesed ve'yemina, he gives tzedakah out of love, meaning that he wants to experience God's tzedakah. He is being kind because he wants to feel God's kindness. And we see that by giving tzedakah, we reveal God's kindness, God's right hand. Aval odam hatachtein, but since the person is inherently and basically of the lower world, so to bring down from the higher world to the lower world is not beginning where the person lives. It's not where the person is, because he is the lower person. He's of the lower world, and therefore tzorech leilich mimadrega lamadrega mimata lamayla. He has to serve God by going level to level, from below upwards. In other words, he has to start from within himself. This too is a higher level tshuva, and it is also out of love, the cleaving of spirit to spirit, but it is bekavonas halev betfilah. This comes in davening or befrad bekriya shema b'chisel, and particularly in the shema and the blessings before the shema. So the other level of tshuva, bringing down godliness from above, that comes in Torah and in tzedakah. This level of raising oneself from his lower condition to bring himself closer to God rather than the other way around, this comes mainly in davening and particularly in the Shema. Kedei leimar v'yahavta b'chol leva b'chol nafshecha b'emes la'amite, in order to be able to say the words of to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with utter truth, absolute truth. Because even on the other level, where he's bringing godliness down to himself, the Alter Rebbe said that is b'chol nafshecha, with your whole soul, and there it meant with all the parts of the soul. In other words, in all parts of his soul, he wants godliness to come to him. But that's not utter truth, absolute truth, because he's not working from within himself. And so it's not completely truthful, it is not from the truth of him. But when he works from below, he raises himself, he arouses his love for God, then it's from himself, and that is the emes la'amite. V'dibarta bom v'hiyesh dvar havaya b'piv be'emes v'ein emes our Torah. Also, in doing the studying Torah, that the word of God should be in his mouth, it should be in his mouth, whereas when he brings it down from above, it is primarily godly, it remains above him, it remains somewhat removed from his intrinsic level, whereas when he does it from below, from within himself, then the word of God is truly in his mouth. So, also in doing all the mitzvahs, there are these two possibilities. Either the mitzvah is coming from above and remains somewhat removed from him, or it's coming from within him and he is being elevated. So the statement, who has made us holy with his mitzvahs, is not a holiness that comes from above, but rather it is as in a marriage. When the woman is sanctified, it means that she rises from a level where she was available and single and available. She now is higher than that, so that the holiness is not coming from above, the holiness is coming from within her. He bechinas kedisha elyein loshen pzishes v'havdola. Kedishanu comes from the word kedish, which means a higher level of holiness, a separateness, a separation, where the person becomes separated from his own lowliness. This level of holiness that can't be clothed within the world, because the world is too insignificant to be a vessel for it. So this holiness surrounds the world, which means a will, a divine will, the will of God, which is not expressed in the world, because the world is not significant enough and is not a vessel for this will. And here the person becomes a vessel for it. He experiences it within himself. This is all in davening. But also after the davening, Amen Elecha Hashem Nafshi Eso Dainu Lizdabka Rucha Berucha Kol Hayein, that I lift my soul up to God. And again, the idea of elevating oneself, not bringing godliness down. And that means that even after the davening, there's a cleaving, and there's a oneness of spirit to spirit all day long that doesn't end when the davening ends. The kols are the highest bonus, the door, Saint Sev Baruch, Hubahamakas Hadas, and all of this is a higher level of tshuva, because it comes from a contemplation of God's greatness, with a deep concentration, b'shtayim lefoneho, in the two brachas that come before the Shema, u'b'psuke d'zimra, and in the first part of the davening, which is called psuke d'zimra, k'noida, as is known. And we find concerning the davening also two expressions that suggest both levels of tshuva, the higher level tshuva and the lower level tshuva. Because it says concerning davening, Eimdim l'spalo elamitech keved reish, that one does not begin to daven except through a feeling of heaviness, keved reish, a feeling of respect and humility. And that is the humility that comes when he is contemplating the compassion for the neshama and the damage that was caused by the sin. That's the keved reish, the heaviness that he feels, which is supposed to be the proper attitude with which to begin davening. And then there's a second statement in the Beraisa where it says that Ein Eindem L'spal L'Ala Metech Simcha, that we don't begin davening other than with joy, in a mood of, in a spirit of joy. And Simcha is related to Bina, because Bina is the mother, and it says Eim Habonim Smecha, the mother of the children rejoices, is happy. Simcha comes from Bina. And Bina, as we said before, is the Tshuva Ilah, the first Hay of God's name, the higher Hay. And so the Gemara expresses both parts of Tshuva as they show in the davening. That on the lower level Tshuva, you have to start davening with a feeling of heaviness. higher level tshuva, the davening has to be introduced by simcha. In today's Hayyim Yom, for the 26th of Tammuz, the Rebbe writes that in learning, the devotion of the person is to that which he is learning, to a thing. That which he is trying to understand and understand. In davening, the person's devotion is to that which is higher than understanding.